Okay, we are today with a special person from Radio Fro. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Simone Boria, and yes, I'm a radio journalist, I suppose.
So you work for a special radio which is called?
Radio Fro.
So what do you do there? What's your like function? Why are you here on this earth? What are you doing at the Livoli Festival?
Which one do you want me to answer first?
Kind of get it all together into one.
Oh God, that's very difficult. So I'll start with the first one. What do I do at the radio station? I coordinate the journalistic magazine called Frosine, which is an info magazine which broadcasts from Monday till Friday from 6 till 7 p.m. And I coordinate all the journalists that kind of work for us. They're all free, they can do what they want, almost. And I have a look that everything works. So, you know, like people do what they said they would do and they get all they need, etc., etc. So it's a bit of caretaking as well.
So Radio Fro is free radio, right? So what's the meaning of the free radio for the difference of, let's call it, non-free radio and... Why are you involved with the free radio?
Good question. Well, to start with, free radio means for us that everybody has access to produce radio, not just to be a listener, but to actually be a producer, which is actually the core element of free radios in Austria, because there's also community radios, which is a bit different. And it's actually to teach people also how to use the media and to become aware of the media, and, well, primarily, to be kind of empowered to produce media and not be passive about it and be active. It's a kind of actionist approach to media.
So you're from Linz, right?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Oh, that's a difficult... Well, I was born in Manchester. And
that's where the accent comes from. Okay.
It's not Mancunian, not at all, actually. It's a kind of a mixture of something. I actually grew up in Vienna, and I went to school there. So, and I went back to England and studied there two different things, and I worked there for a long time.
So how long are you in Linz now?
Now it's about two and a half years.
Two and a half years. So do you like Linz?
Actually, I really love it. It's amazing. I was thinking about this yesterday, you know, to live in a kind of provincial town. I'm a real big city girl. I've always lived in really either large towns or cities, and Linz has a very special quality. It has, on one hand, this kind of provincial niceness, and on the other hand, it has this kind of very active scene, which you actually find in cities in a bit larger scale, but here it's in a smaller scale, and everybody's really nice here, actually. I really like that.
If you had 5 minutes of power, what would you change in Linz?
Oh my God, that's a really mean question. What would I change? Oh, I would say, I have to be really careful what I say now. 5 minutes. What can you do in 5 minutes?
Oh,
I'll have a huge firework for everybody. No, I would actually give the people the ability to do what they want. At what time they want, at what rate they want, actually to be able to be very creative and more creative.